you're dressing appropriate attire, cowboy attire or cowgirl attire. Everything is pre-1890, so you use 2 6-shooter revolvers, your lever-action rifle and a side-by-side shotgun.
You could be forgiven for thinking you'd stepped back in time to the Wild West, not the Far West, if you were travelling through the New South Wales town of Broken Hill on the weekend. Hundreds of shooters and their posies were dressed up in their best cowboy and saloon gal gear for the Silverado Shootout. Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. The sharpshooters are decked out with sidearms, lever-action rifles and shotguns. They fire away at still targets. Speed and accuracy are must if they're to be crowned the Silverado champion, a worthy title when you're competing in the town known as the Silver City. Organiser Cale Grotti, perhaps better known under his alias Bodie, explains the fascination with this growing gun sport.
Some people go full on, from gamblers to cowboys to Indians to Mexicans. We've got the lot. It's quite an incredible sight to see when you see 90 blokes and females walking around with chaps and spurs and hats and big dresses. It's good to see. 5,000 or 6,000 people in Australia that shoot this, and there's about 120,000 in America that shoot it. So it's a huge sport, definitely over there, and it's very popular in Australia also.
Now, it's not just dressing up and having a few potluck shots at a target. How serious is this game, and what is it all about?
Yeah, it's definitely serious. Like, you're shooting for bragging rights. So it's speed and accuracy based. You've got to shoot as quick as possible in the order you're directed over 10 stages. So you can't just blaze away and hope for the best. You do have to have a bit of skill to hit the targets as quick as possible. And this afternoon we had the Master Gunfighter, or Top 16 Shoot-Off. So as the top 16 places, they go into a hat, they get drawn out, they shoot against each other, and it's a knockout situation where, starts at 16, it gets down to 2, they shoot off, and it's normally pretty top quality by the time it gets down to 2.
Now, talking about top shooters, you and your brother are known to be pretty fast.
Yeah, we don't like to brag too much, but we're pretty...
Well, you said it is about bragging rights, didn't you?
we've done pretty good for ourselves over time. I'm currently 6th in Australia, and Ben, also known as Henry Sharps in the shooting game, he's the current Australian champion. And, he's shot over in America a couple of times and done well in the world titles.
And just lastly, your name, Bodie. How did you come up with that name?
My name is a small western town in America. The town was called Bodie, and it was renowned for being a very violent and wild town back in the early 1800s. And everyone hears of Tombstone because of the shootout at OK Corral and that. They reckon the town of Bodie was just as fearsome.
Hi, I'm Tumbleweed, and I'm from down near Victoria, and a little place near Ararat called Elmhurst. I've been shooting for a lot of my life, living off a farm. I grown up with guns, and then my father's always been shooting this sport, and I suppose it was just always my chance to pop in as soon as I could, and I've been loving it ever since I've started, and I've just grown to it, so I love it.
How old are you?
I'm 14, so turning 15 at the end of the year, and it's enjoyable sport, starting at 12, so been shooting it for 2.5 years now, and I'm loving it.
Now, it's clear that you love it because you were shooting fast before in one of the big competitions, the big events in this competition. Talk me through that a bit.
At the end of this shoot, we actually had a Master Gunfighter, so the top 16 shooters get into that and they shoot off against each other. It was actually a bit of a surprise. I'd packed the guns away and then my name got read out, and so I thought, great, because I hadn't been shooting my best this weekend. So, I made it in, and that was, just the best thing, to be in there and have everyone looking on you. And the adrenaline just gets going when you start shooting. Oh, everyone's watching you, and it's just fantastic.
Lonesome Dove, been shooting for about 20 years.
You've got a few guns there strapped around your waist, looking pretty mean. What kind of guns are they?
They're 45 Rugers. Yeah.
And are they hard to shoot?
No. Only when you get in a top shootout you get nervous. No, it's great.
Now, you've been doing this for, you've been shooting for 20 years, you said. What got you into shooting?
Mr. Sky, my husband, he was shooting it and we went to a shoot and I sort of watched it. And, there was some ladies shooting in costume and, of course, what else girls like dressing up. So, yeah, and I thought, oh, I'd like to give it a go and... Yeah, and that's where it started, and it's been wonderful.
It looks addictive, is it?
It is, yeah, because we get a lot of ladies that don't shoot, but their husbands do, and we try and encourage them to dress up and come to the dinner night, and funny enough, they really love it, and then they sort of want to get into it, and yeah, once they do, they really enjoy it.
Now, you're here in Broken Hill, but you're from Sydney. Do you travel around a lot to these competitions?
Yeah, we try to get as many as we can, yeah.
And Mr. Sky, what about you? How long have you been shooting for?
Oh, I've been shooting since about, pistol shooting since 1990. I was at a gun show in about 1994 and there was a guy from America. He was had videos of single action shooting and I joined it for life. And then we went down to the first Australian Championships, which was in Adelaide, bought a caravan. And the rest is history, but we've done a lot of miles with this. And, you know, America, 9 times, and New Zealand, we shot everywhere. We've won plenty of trophies and honours and all that in the last 20-odd years.
What kind of gun do you use?
I use 45s. Everything's 45. That's a man's load. And, you know, there's other smaller loads and stuff like that that they think are quicker. But it, I like you to listen to the bang.
I'm Ace McKenzie. I've come up from Adelaide, South Australia.
You're looking pretty dapper. How would you describe what you're wearing?
Well, I go for more the town cowboy than the rough and ready out on the range cowboy, which most of the other shooters do so well. My alias came from I like playing cards and things like that, and I thought so I'd be more the card sharp, so the satin vests and those sorts of things, waistcoats and bowler hats and that sort of thing. The sad thing to admit is I've spent an awful lot more money on my clothes than I would like to admit. But I do figure that if you are not the greatest of shooters, because I'm still quite new, that I should at least put in the effort and try and look the part.